Top baseball players from the National and American Leagues meet tonight in Milwaukee for the All-Star Game. Hanging over this year's game is the threat of a strike that could shut down the remainder of the Major League season. At a meeting yesterday outside Chicago, players did not set a strike date, but said a walkout remains a possibility. NPR's Joshua Leves reports the threat of a strike is angering fans.
Terry Beckham regularly drives 8 hours from Ruston, Louisiana to Atlanta for Braves games. He brings his wife and 14-year-old son. Before a game at Turner Field this weekend, he was thinking about what he'd do if there's a strike.
I probably won't come back to watch any more games. It'll take a long time if I do.
And this is no idle threat. After the 1994 season, when players went on strike,
I didn't watch a game for 3 years.
Not even on TV. Major League Baseball lost thousands of core fans in that strike, fans it's worked to win back in the years since. And while there are other reasons, attendance is still struggling. Terry Beckham says another strike will leave him furious at the players and team owners.
Greed is taking over the game. Basically, it all boiled down to greed.
Two of the biggest issues in dispute are revenue sharing and a so-called luxury tax on player payrolls. Both would involve wealthier teams sharing some of their money with poorer teams so that more teams could sign and keep top players. Many fans like Jim Phipps think these proposals could improve baseball.
I think you'll see equal playing field for all teams, and it'll make the games more competitive.
Phipps also believes these proposals will help ensure the future of baseball.
We're going to be facing the same situation 10 years from now, again, if the players get their way this time around as well.
But players have balked at additional revenue sharing and the luxury tax, partly because they're concerned those proposals could lead to salary caps. Fans have no sympathy. At a news conference in Milwaukee yesterday, a group called Baseball Fans Unite lambasted players for putting their desire for even more millions of dollars ahead of what matters to fans. Jeff Santate is one of the group's organizers.
How many times have we seen a player quoted saying they deserve this, that they've worked hard for it, as if average Americans don't work hard for their $50,000? Comments like this only serve to further drive a wedge between themselves and the people paying them, us the fans.
Players aren't just concerned about money. There are other issues on the table too, including testing for steroids. Some players see a strike as their only option because otherwise management could impose new work rules or lock them out next season. But lifelong baseball fan and syndicated columnist Charles Krauthammer says the issue over steroids emphasizes how much power the players have.
The players in this game, unlike any other professional sport, are in total control. Baseball is the only game where there's no drug testing. This is very bad for the game, and it betrays a total selfishness on the part of the players.
Despite all the criticism, the players say they're working hard to try to reach a deal with management. Speaking after a meeting of players' representatives yesterday in Chicago, union head Donald Fear said a strike would be a last resort.
It would not be entered into unless players feel that they had no other viable option. And it is our hope that over the next few weeks, we will be able to have the kinds of serious and substantive discussions with the major league owners that we have heretofore been unable to have and resolve these issues.
And while fans seem to be taking a harder line on the players this time, they aren't too happy with management either. Some fans criticize owners for wanting to get rid of two teams, a process called contraction, which players are also concerned about. And many fans blame both sides for letting things reach the point where a strike is even a possibility. At the news conference yesterday, Bob May, another organizer of Baseball Fans Unite, announced a boycott. On certain days over the next month, the group will discourage fans from attending games.
It is not our intention to hurt Major League Baseball financially in the long run, but it is time we sent a message. The boycott is intended to remind the owners and the players that our needs cannot be forgotten at the bargaining table.
Fans say if there is a strike, it would be more damaging than any of the previous 8 work stoppages in Major League Baseball's history. They say the game as a business and an American institution may never fully recover. Joshua Leves, NPR News, Atlanta.